Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Our scripture today comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 3, verses 13 through 16. That's Matthew, chapter 3, verses 13 through 16. And it reads as follows. I'm reading from the King James. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and you come to me? Jesus replied, let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. Verse 16, as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending on Jesus like a dove and alighting onto him. And a voice from the heaven said, this is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased.
Amen.
I want to speak today on the topic, the start of something great. And I want to say that this is going to be a little different than what we normally do. Minister Tia is going to assist in this word regarding this whole thing, because this is a very important topic. I guess we should start, Tia, with talking about John the Baptist, okay?
Yeah, yeah. So John the Baptist was known as the forebearer of Jesus' ministry. He didn't look like most, you know. He lived in the wilderness. He ate wild honey with locusts. The Word of God talks about him being clothed, you know, animal skin. So just imagine someone that looks a little rough, okay? And he's known to be the forebearer of this King of Kings and Lord of Lords coming. I don't think so, many said. But he never stopped what he was doing. His voice was always, you know, prepare to repent, you know. So someone who looks wild, saying something that people never heard of, repent, you know, the Son of Man is coming, you know. Time to repent. Number one, he looked totally uncommon. And what he was saying was uncommon. But isn't that like Jesus, the Lord? Mm-hmm. He chooses the things that are uncommon to do his will. And I want to encourage maybe those today that, you know, maybe you're different. Maybe you don't fit into the model of what your family did and went on through school. And maybe you're taking a different detour in life, or maybe life, you didn't make all the right decisions. But I want to encourage you today to say that sometimes it's okay to be different.
Amen.
Sometimes it's okay not to fit in the mold.
Amen.
Because even as John didn't fit in the mold, he had a powerful work, which is to say, you know, repent. And he started preparing the way for Jesus, who the Son of God redeemed us from our sins. So I just wanted to give a little background about John, because the scripture talks about him baptizing the Son of God. So someone that looked different, acted different, was wild. We don't know how, you know, hygienically he looked. Okay, baptizing
right.
The Son of God. How weird is that? So, you know, the Bible talks about be careful who we entertain. You know, some have entertained angels unaware. So I just want to encourage us, you know, let's kind of be cognizant of, you know, not if someone looks different, let's not just put them in a box, okay, and just say, you know, what do they have to offer? Because if Jesus did that to John, you know, he humbled himself. I guess that's the point, James, that I'm getting from this passage, James, was he humbled himself to something that maybe wasn't beautiful, clean, perfect. He understood his path of humility, that this needed to happen for him to be anointed to do the work. And sometimes we have to go through a humbling. You know, it's better, Pastor James and I talk about it, that we humble ourselves intentionally versus God humbling
Amen.
Us.
There is a difference.
But Jesus humbled himself intentionally, his own, you know, humble himself willfully so that God would bless him and do the work. I want to encourage us, if you're preparing for work and you know you're going through something to get to something, we like to say, you know, make sure that the ways that we know that we need to work on or maybe humble ourselves and do some basics, let's go ahead and do them, you know, as Jesus was a great example for us so that we can do greater works just as he did.
Amen. Amen. I agree 100%. Jesus was put here for a purpose, and this baptism was a part of that purpose. John was brought here to baptize Jesus, to prepare the way for him to begin his ministry. That was his purpose. We all have purposes in life, and it's important that we continue to pursue it and not let nothing else distract us from it.
Amen.
Amen. Now, when Jesus got out of the water, it says, a dove, the Spirit of God descending on him like a dove, and lit him up.
He glowed. Wow.
It's important to understand that Jesus, before this, that never happened. He just got filled with the Holy Ghost by his Father.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
So that gave him the power to do what was about to happen. This was the very beginning of Jesus' ministry. He first had to get empowered to do what God wanted him to do.
Ah, that's a great point, Pastor James. You know, the thing that still I keep coming back to is, you know, a lot of times we're empowered to do great works for the Lord. You know, we're going to do them. But I just keep going back. Maybe it's just me. But the humility first step, you know, before the empowering. Sometimes we have to, you know, everyone wants the finished product of something.
Yeah.
But Jesus took the steps. He got baptized. He went into the wilderness. He fasted and prayed. You know, he did all the steps needed.
That's right.
Okay, for him to walk in the sonship. So for those that are looking to walk in the sonship, spiritually, or maybe it's something physical that you're looking to do. Start a business. Make a better life for you and your family. There may be some basic steps that we have to seek God for, okay, before we get to the end product. Because all of us want the end product, the manifestation of the works and the gifts. But we have to go through a process.
Yeah.
You know, no one likes to go through the killing of, or Pastor James talks about the dying of the flesh, which Jesus did in the wilderness, you know, being hungry, wanting something and telling the flesh no. And that's symbolic. Maybe it's not necessarily food all the time. Our desires, our natural desires may not align with the word of God. You know, being able to kill the flesh and say, no, I will not. Because as much as we continue to feed it, feed that desire that maybe unlike God, may not be comparable to God's will, we will never grow. But the first step in Jesus' walk, one of the first things, he got baptized. A lot of people talk about the baptism, which is very important.
Yeah.
But they miss the humbling portion that Jesus, you know, went into the water and allowed this almost savage looking man. I don't know how John the Baptist looked, but I just imagine, you know, living in the wilderness. You don't have the cosmetic things that you have.
Well,
okay?
He wasn't living in an RV.
Exactly. So, you know, he did the best he could do.
Yeah.
But to have someone that doesn't look to lay his hands on him and anoint him for the work, you know, to say, here's someone that has it is going to get me to the next level. Okay. What a blessing. And John said, look, you want me to baptize you? Are you sure?
Yeah, really.
You know, I think it's wait. You know, but even John humbled himself to the mighty hand of God and said, so be it. Not my will, but your will.
Amen.
Okay, to be done. The same words that Jesus spoke on the cross. So I just want to encourage someone that, hey, look, it's okay. You know, that you just haven't attained what you want to attain yet. It's okay. That doesn't mean that the vision won't happen. You know, the word of God talks to us about, though the vision tarry, you wait for it. You keep plugging away, not waiting and being sedentary, waiting on, you know, seeking God, get in position, doing the things that God is calling you to do, the humbling things, you know, the seeking, working in the works of him, speaking, to him, spending time with him, reading the word, listening to the ministries of Pastor James as God gives him the words to speak, you know, prepare for it. Jesus' step was preparation. And that's the takeaway I'd like us to have today, preparing for the work.
Well, I agree, Minister Tia, 100%. The thing that's you have to understand also is that God is a God of order.
Amen. I love that.
You know, and for every end, you got to have a beginning.
That's right.
You know?
That's
right. You have to have a beginning.
That's right.
And this was the beginning of the ministry of Jesus Christ.
I love that.
By him humbling himself, getting baptized, allowing himself to receive the Holy Ghost. Mm. He had to receive it. He could not do his ministry without it. Mm. It was vital. And everything that happened afterwards started at the baptism of Jesus Christ. That's when his ministry started. So, saints, we got to have a beginning to get to an end. Mm. We just need to find our beginning.
I love that. I love that. Thank you so much. Well, that's, Pastor James, I don't know about you, but that is, you know, that resonated with me, having a beginning. And then God is a God of order.
Amen.
You know? So we could, if we're ready to pray, if I could pray. You know, maybe we have some people that are listening that are just kind of in a confused state about what to do next, you know, and, you know, how to align with the order of God. Mm-hmm. Or maybe there may be some that say, you know, well, I don't know about the baptism. You know, we want to encourage you to research the book of Matthew and, you know, some of the principles of God to learn more about the baptism and the symbolic words, what it represents. Amen. But we're going to pray that God gives order today and gives just some insight and some planning to what we're called to do, whether that plan is spiritual, whether it's natural, you know, because just like Jesus did great works, I do believe he's calling his people to do great things. In a spiritual sense and in a natural sense.
Amen.
We're to make a difference while we're on this earth, whether it's for ourselves, our families, you know, our communities, the people around us, that we're to make a positive difference. So I want to pray a prayer that God will create a path of order and get some things in motion in a step capacity that will align with his end goal for our lives. Is that okay, Pastor Jane?
That's fine. That's beautiful.
All right, let's do it.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for this word and thank you for the ability to come to you. Thank you so much for giving us your son who died for our sins. Thank you for the humility of your son, Father. Father, because without this first step of baptism, nothing else would have come. So, Father, we thank you. Thank you for John the Baptist that,
thank you,
you know, he was humble to even the work you called him to. Although he didn't look the part, maybe he didn't talk like everyone else. But God, he was relentless with what you called him to do. Father, we ask where we've fallen short that you please forgive us, Father. Please forgive us for our sins. Maybe, you know, we've tried to assimilate or be like other people because we just were so different. We just were tired of just sticking out like a sore thumb. But maybe, God, that's our ministry. Help us to accept your calling, whatever that looks like.
Whatever it looks like.
Father, and it may not be pleasant, but help us to accept it. It may be lonely sometimes, but help us to accept it. It may be a time of being misunderstood. Help us to accept the uncomfortableness of it all. Father, we ask for your spirit to comfort us, Father, to help us to be whole mentally, spiritually, physically, financially, Father, all the aspects, Father. We pray for order for your people and your lives of your people. Many of us have great desires to do great works for you in the kingdom of God, spiritually on earth, for our families, for ourselves, Father, but none of it we can do without you.
My Lord.
We pray that you will lay your nail-scarred hands on us today, Father, and create a path of order. Father, move any obstacles out of our way.
Please, Lord.
To prevent us from getting to your end goal. Put the right people, even as you put John the Baptist in Jesus' path. Oh, Lord, put the right people in our path to get us to the places where we need to get in you, Father.
Yes.
Help us to be obedient to your spirit, your guidance, the humbling, that you don't have to humble us, Father.
Man,
it doesn't feel good sometimes. I'm just being honest, Lord. It doesn't feel good. But God, help us to get past it so we can keep the big picture in mind. We dedicate our lives to you and our paths and our plans. Father, feel free to interrupt them so that we can get on your perfect path and create, make a difference here while we're here and in the kingdom of God. We love you and we thank you today.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.